Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru. My name is Bill Parabano. Today's call is part of the Knee Pain Guru interview series, and it is titled The Toxic Sludge Knee Pain Connection. We have a very special guest today. She is a holistic health coach that works with high-achieving women who want to lose weight. She is also a detoxification expert that has studied with some of the leading detox teachers in the world. She has healed her own life as well as her body's immune system from emotional overeating issues and used her detoxification methods as a way of working with her clients to achieve incredible results. I would like to welcome owner and founder of Not a Skinny Mini Wellness, Lisa Fabrega.
Thanks, Bill. Hello.
Hi, Lisa. So this is just fascinating to me. Could you give a little bit of more background as far as how you changed your life detoxifying your body?
Absolutely. I, for as long as I can remember, since I was practically born, and it got worse and worse as I got older, I had a very compromised immune system. I was constantly getting colds from people. I would always say, if you have a cold, I can't come near you because it's for sure that I'm going to catch it. And I wasn't exaggerating. I spent a lot of my teen years getting very strange symptoms that doctors thought were, you know, basically precursors to autoimmune disorders. And luckily, I didn't develop one. But in addition to that, I was also a diet addict, and I was a terrible emotional eater. And I think these two were very connected. And what ended up happening was when I was in college, I got very, very sick to the point where I had to go to the emergency room, and I was really out for a long time. It was a very bad flu, and then I had 5 strep throats in a row, and in 1 year I had something like 10 really, really bad colds, and I knew that there was something really wrong with me and that I needed to find alternative methods to take care of it because what I was doing wasn't working. And so I began researching holistic methods to healing your immune system. And also I was also looking for ways to stop emotionally eating and stop dieting and find a healthy, normal way of eating. And I came upon detox methods, and I started cleansing. And a couple of the cleanses I tried at first were pretty extreme, and they were very difficult. I wouldn't advise them now that I know what I know about detox. But I did slowly start to heal, and now I hardly ever get sick. I think the last time I had a cold was something like 3 years ago, and it was like a tiny little cold that maybe lasted two or three days. And also in the detoxification process, because, you know, I'm sure you know this, there's like a physical detox process that happens, but there's a lot of emotions and habits and patterns that get detoxified too when you're detoxifying your body. And I found that detoxifying my body started sort of detoxing my emotional eating habits. And I really credit, among other things, one of the main things I credit being able to end my diet obsession and my emotional eating, I credit detox, the detox methods that I learned with that.
Lisa, that it's really interesting for me because when we first started talking about having this call, We were talking about, you know, the relationship of knee pain and how valuable detoxing is to getting over knee pain.
Yep.
So, you know, with you talking about all this, and I know even with my own experience of knee pain, there's a huge, huge connection with the mind and the emotions and all of that that goes into how we experience our body, including knee pain.
Right.
So, you know, can you give us an idea of what knee pain has to do with detoxing?
Absolutely. It has everything to do with detoxing, by the way, and I'll explain why. One of the most common causes of knee pain is arthritis. And basically, when we have arthritis, it means that we have an inflammation of the joints. So when doctors say that we have inflammation, it basically means that the body is trying to protect us from something that it's perceiving as a foreign substance that could cause harm. And what's really interesting is some of the signs of inflammation are redness, swollen joints, joint pain, joint stiffness, and loss of joint function, which is basically sounds a lot like what a person has to deal with when they have knee pain. So in terms of detox, what does it have to do with inflammation? Well, with many types of arthritis, that inflammatory response that your body triggers when it thinks it needs to protect itself is misdirected. So this means that something has triggered your body to basically attack itself for what seems like no reason. And this attack creates inflammation. And the reason this is important to detox is that in the detox world, we sort of believe that the toxins that we ingest are stored in the body, so in the fat cells and tissues. Or they float around in the bloodstream waiting to be deposited in different areas of the body. And very often, these toxins interfere with the functions of the different systems in the body. So, for example, toxins can affect your immune system. They can affect how you metabolize things. They can affect your hormones. So these toxins cause a lot of problems. And what I wonder with this detox stuff and the toxins that are in our body is our body is very sophisticated. It knows how to put itself back into balance when it needs to. It's rarely ever wrong. And it does everything it can to protect the body and to balance out imbalances. So when I see inflammation, I ask myself, why is the body attacking itself? So for those of us in the detox world, we believe that these toxins that are floating around the bloodstream and are being deposited in certain parts of the body are the root cause of many chronic conditions, including something like knee pain. And the other case we have for why detox is important to knee pain is that we eat in a way that naturally, when we do detoxification methods like My Freedom Detox, we end up eating in a way that naturally detoxifies your body at a cellular level, which is the deepest level at which you can detoxify. And it helps to reduce inflammation. So many of the foods that we eat on the Freedom Detox are anti-inflammatory foods. So in this case, a good detox is also helpful because not only are you awakening and releasing toxins during a detoxification, but you're also focusing on consuming foods that while you're releasing the toxins that may be contributing to your knee pain, you're also reducing inflammation as well with the proper foods. And just from stories from my own practice, I've had clients who've had all sorts of aches and pains in their body. And after doing a successful deep detox, they tell me their pain has greatly been reduced or in some cases completely gone.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the question is, how does someone get toxic to begin with? I mean, where do all these toxins come from?
Yeah, this is a really good question, and I have a very detailed answer for you because it's very important to understand where we get our toxins from because it's basically everywhere. It's kind of impossible to avoid them. But if we want to consider what our personal level of toxicity might be, we have to consider several things. So the first thing we have to consider is our lineage. So toxicity can actually be passed down from generation to generation. And the way that this happens, one of the ways this happens is, you know, for example, the building blocks for a baby are created and borrowed from the genetic material of the mom and the father. And because almost all of us are toxic just by virtue of living in the world in which we live, if we have a mother who's toxic and a father who's toxic, then the actual building blocks for our bodies as babies are being created from material that contains toxicity. And then from there, once we're babies growing inside our mother's uterus, we also have a chance to be exposed to toxicity because, for example, many personal care products that a mother can use prior or during or after her pregnancy, they can contain substances that are known to be toxic to the body, like parabens and dioxin and all these chemicals. And I'll tell you a little bit more about parabens later, but in addition to just the toxins in the personal care products that our mother might be applying to her body while she's pregnant with us, the food that she is eating could also contain chemicals and hormones, because her food supply is very filled with chemicals and hormones right now, especially if you're not eating a lot of organic foods. And then we get nourished from the food that our mother gets nourished from, so it's passed on to us as a baby. And then after we're born, whatever the mother is ingesting or putting on her skin is going into breast milk. So if you're a mother and you're eating non-organic, highly sprayed foods, you can pass these things along to your baby as well in your breast milk. So that's sort of where it starts. Then we move on to, once we're born out of the body, separated from our mothers, we're exposed to toxins in the environment. Like I said, there are, I think the average woman puts on something like 500 chemicals a day alone, just from the basic personal care products that a woman would put on. And personal care products are catching on for men too, so it's no longer just a concern for women as well. So the other thing that we need to worry about is, apart from our personal care products, is our water. So our water contains carcinogens from industrial toxins that are in the air and that are in industrial waste runoff that could run into water treatment facilities. So, you know, people will say there's just trace amounts of this stuff, so it's not bad for you. But over time, these toxins build up in our body because, like I said, these toxins get built up in our fat cells. So little by little by little, we start to create, like you said, this toxic sludge building up in our bodies. So then apart from our water, we've got the plastic that packages our food that's leaching harmful chemicals into our food. We've got our standard American diet, like I said before, filled with chemicals, food dyes, hormones, the air we breathe. And the fourth way that we become toxic that a lot of people don't know about is that we don't combine our food properly. Food combining is the cornerstone of the Freedom Detox Method that I've created. And I feel it's one of the most miraculous health turnaround aspects of this detox program. Basically, what happens when you're food combining, you're helping your digestive system digest your food much more efficiently. So if you're eating, if you're breathing air that's toxic, if you're drinking water that's full of toxins, if you're being exposed to toxins that are being leached from plastic, and then you've got the inherited toxicity of your parents in your body, if you're doing all this and you're not combining your food properly, your stomach doesn't get to digest the food properly, and then it doesn't know what to do with all of these toxins and chemicals that it's, that are being ingested through the mouth. So what happens is the toxins get deposited into the walls of the intestine, and then the intestine pushes them out into the bloodstream. And then once they're free in the bloodstream, they're free to go wherever they want and deposit themselves in different parts of the body. And there's some interesting theories about this. Some people believe that this is how tumors begin, because basically you'll have toxins and its byproducts deposited in a certain part of the body. And so the body immediately creates mucus and tries to coat this to protect the vital organs. And then that doesn't work after a while, and it starts to form these tissue-like formations outside of the toxic matter that was first deposited. And many detox experts believe that that is what creates a tumor. And I didn't used to really believe this until I started reading some studies where doctors performing autopsies in tumors were finding toxic chemicals like parabens, which I mentioned before, inside the tumors. So parabens are not created by our body, so where did these parabens come from, and how did they end up inside of a tumor? You know, it's an excellent question, and it makes a case for my argument about how we get toxic and how food combining helps our body digest the food properly. It helps digest those toxins and eliminate them much more efficiently. Let's see, what else can I talk about? I think that's sort of basically the whole a generalization of how we become toxic. But in addition to that, we have toxic relationships, and we've got toxic jobs, and there's a whole emotional and mental aspect to this as well. We live in a very toxic world.
Sure. I mean, just from what you're saying, it sounds like the deck is stacked against us. You know, there's
it
so
really
many
is.
Yeah, there's so many ways that we get toxicity into our life that unless we are proactively working to detox our bodies,
yep.
working to keep our bodies clean, I mean, the fact that we live in a toxic world is kind of, I'd see is a gimme. Anyone that would deny that, I don't believe is really coming to terms with reality, seeing that everything that's happening with all the, you know, industrial waste and, you know, everything that happened over there in Japan, you know,
yeah.
the nuclear reactor, you know, that's all into the atmosphere. And if we have businesses that are dumping stuff into rivers and streams and the ocean and things like that, that eventually comes back around to us.
Absolutely.
in our bodies. So,
and there's only so much buildup we can take. You know, our bodies are naturally designed to process and eliminate toxins. You know, it's not like our bodies can't do that. But the amount of toxins that we're ingesting, I don't know if I mentioned this, but, you know, if we're talking just about water, 75% of our daily toxins can come from just our morning shower. So if we're talking water, air, food, you know, relationships, everything put together, it starts to build in the body, and the body just cannot handle that much toxicity. So it's no wonder we start to break down and get ill, and disease comes about.
Sure, absolutely. So, sure, this is great. We live in this toxic world, and we're surrounded by all these toxins. But for the average person who's experiencing this, how can they tell? Like, what is a symptom that I would, you know, great, I have knee pain.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying here, how does it click for me to understand how this toxic state in my
mm-hmm.
body is contributing to my knee pain? Or what are some of the other symptoms that I'm going to notice as a result of being toxic?
Right. Well, in terms of your knee pain, the first way this will show up, I mean, your knee pain, for me, if your knee pain is a result of inflammation or toxicity, then the knee pain is actually, in a way, a gift, because it's a sign. It's telling you that something's wrong. It's your body's way of saying, we're inflamed, and there's no reason why we should be inflamed, so you need to pay attention. But there's other things that you can look at that will tell you if you're toxic. For example, how is your digestion? So if you have bad digestion, you have a lot of gas, You have just general digestion problems, problems with constipation, IBS, diverticulitis, all of these sort of, you know, acid reflux. All of these things, problems with digestion, are symptoms of toxicity. I used to be a person that used to have horrible digestion, and I just thought it was inherited from my family because everybody in my family had bad digestion. And so I thought it was normal to just have bad digestion every once in a while. But it's actually not. Our digestion should be smooth. It should be free of problems. So if you're having any digestive problems, then you are definitely experiencing some level of toxicity. And gas in particular is a byproduct of toxins in your body. So the other thing you – go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking, of course, in terms of just your body healing what's going on with your knees –
yes.
If you're having trouble with digestion, it's very difficult to access the nutrients
exactly.
that your body would need to heal.
Exactly.
The damaged tissue, the damaged tendon, the damaged ligament, cartilage, meniscus, you name it.
Yes.
In the knee joint.
Exactly. Because, again, if you're not food combining, if you're not combining your food properly, then you're going to have digestion issues. And again, like you said and like I said, your intestines, when your food is not digested properly, it can't absorb the nutrients that it needs that it would then redirect to healing something like knee pain. Exactly. And the other thing is, I think something like 70% of our immune system is in our gut. So, I mean, if we're talking about inflammation and 70% of your immune system is in your gut and you're having horrible digestion problems, there's a big connection there. So I completely agree with you. And also, the amount of effort that our body has, if our body is putting all of its resources and energy into digesting our lunch. It's taking away resources and energy from other things that need healing in the body. So that's one thing I like about the food combining in my Freedom Detox method, is that that allows your digestive system to have a rest and for your body to focus on other things other than just trying to digest that, you know, Big Mac that you had for lunch.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that would just make sense. If we got 100%, you know, we only have 100% of energy, right?
Right.
And if, you know, 80 or 90% of that energy is going to digest the food and heal what's going on in the digestive tract,
mm-hmm.
then if we have anything else going on, namely knee pain, then it's going to take so much longer for
yeah.
the body to heal what's going on in the knees if it doesn't
right.
have those available resources anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. But I have a couple other ways you can tell if you're toxic, if you're interested in hearing about them.
Oh, yeah. Because
sure. there are several other ways. If you're having any sort of immune problems, this is a sign of toxicity. If you have frequent colds or you get a lot of seasonal allergies, you have a lot of mucus in the morning when you wake up, you're getting lots of sinus infections, or you have any sort of excess mucus production, this is a sign that you are probably toxic, because mucus is our body's first line of defense, sort of. It kind of coats things and protects things. So if our body is producing excess mucus, this is sort of the body telling you that it's reacting to something. And usually this is a sign of toxicity. I'll tell you myself, like I said, I had colds all the time. I used to get every cold. I used to get all the seasonal allergies. It was horrible. And once I started detoxing, these things completely went away. So that's one of the signs that you are toxic. And
mm-hmm.
another sign that's very interesting that a lot of people are kind of blown away by is allergies to food. So if you have developed allergies to food, a lot of detox experts, myself included, we believe that that is a symptom of the toxicity that has built up over time. Because if you think about it, we're animals. You know, essentially we're animals. We're human beings and we're animals. And we're built to live in this world, so there's no reason why we should be allergic to the seasons. There's no reason why we should be allergic to a strawberry. You see what I'm saying? So the fact that our body is having an allergic reaction to something that's natural that human beings should be able to eat is a sign that there's toxicity in the body, so much so that your body's immune system is already irritated from the toxicity, so it's overreacting and prompting an autoimmune response to things like a strawberry or the environment. Or, you know, allergies also can be caused by toxicity in the environment, but even things like hay fever or seasonal allergies are signs of toxicity as well.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so with all of this, of course, you know, we're trying to detox the body. We still live in a toxic environment. We have all these other dynamics going on in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I know it'd be really hard to say, but how long does it take to detox the body? How long does it take to get the body to a state where it is healthy enough on its own that it's really able to deal with all of these things?
Mm-hmm.
Without being compromising our immune system and having problems digesting and be able to get all that energy freed up to heal what's going on in the knees.
Yeah, it's different for everybody. I just want to finish up two more ways that you can tell if you're toxic, because I think they're important. One of them is if you get headaches or migraines, and the other is if you have frequent yeast infections or urinary tract infections. Those are also signs of toxicity. But in terms of how long it takes to detoxify, everybody's different. As a health coach, I believe in bioindividuality, so every single person is different in terms of how toxic they are and in terms of how long it takes them to detoxify. In general, I tell my clients that really you can start detoxing right away if you start out right and you have the right program. But in general, to really start to get super deep, it takes about at least 6 months to really start getting to some of the deep stuff. But in terms of starting to detox, it starts happening right away as soon as you make the changes that you need to make. But there are five things that you can use as a signpost that will help you determine how long it would take you to detox. So if you'd like to hear about those, I'd love to tell you about it.
Yes, please.
Sure. So the first one is, we talked about this already, is your lineage. So if you, this helps give you a time frame in terms of how toxic you might be. So, for example, if you have a history of illnesses and chronic illnesses in your family, and a lot of these people in your family have the toxic symptoms that I mentioned previously, then that's a sign that you have a little bit more toxicity in you, because you've inherited the toxicity plus you've been exposed to the toxicity in your environment. So it may take you a little bit longer to detoxify than somebody who maybe had a pretty healthy family. The other thing is gender. Gender is a big one, because men and women don't detox at the same rate, and they don't detox in the same way either. So men tend to have stronger bowels, and they can release waste and toxins much faster than women. And they're also able to tolerate and digest some foods that some women can't. And there are some foods that women who are detoxing should avoid, but that men can get away with eating during a detoxification process. So that's the second one. And then the third way that you can use to gauge how toxic you are is your age. The older you are, the longer you've had to be exposed to toxins in your environment. And children tend to be much cleaner in terms of toxicity than adults. So, you know, for example, a child wouldn't necessarily have to detox as much as, let's say, something their parents would have to detox from. But that doesn't mean that this child can then start eating a standard American diet and remain toxin-free.
Sure, sure.
We also age according to how much accumulation of toxic matter is in us and how much is going into us. So if you've noticed, I don't know if you have noticed this, Bill, but if you look at people who are raw foodists or who are practicing proper food combining or who are just, their way of eating is a detox way of eating, they tend to have more energy, they have better skin, they just seem to be younger. And this is because our body ages much faster when it constantly has to work through toxic sludge in order to complete its other basic processes that are necessary for life. The fourth symptom is if you have symptoms of toxicity. So if you have all these symptoms we mentioned before, like bad digestion, chronic conditions, not all of them, some of them are genetically inherited and that has nothing to do with toxicity, but if you have a lot of allergies, if you have excess mucus production, if you've got like skin rashes or brittle hair and nails or headaches, or you're prone to developing colds, all of these things are symptoms of toxicity. So if you have a lot of these symptoms, then that's an indicator that you are pretty toxic and it'll take you a little longer to detoxify. And then drug history. So if you've taken a lot of pharmaceuticals, or you've even taken recreational drugs, you should consider yourself to have a high level of toxicity, because many of these drugs, whether they're pharmaceutical or recreational, they don't get fully eliminated by the body, and they can get stored in tissues and cells, and some of them even get stored in your brain. And the last one is one that's controversial, and I don't necessarily agree with what a lot of detox people say. A lot of people say that one of the factors in determining how toxic you are is your weight. But I don't necessarily agree with that, and I don't think that you should use your weight as a way to gauge toxicity. Sometimes it can be a way to gauge it, but not necessarily always, because some people who are thin are actually some of the most toxic people I know, because when you're really thin, sometimes you can think you can get away with eating a lot worse than somebody who struggles to keep their weight down. So if you're really thin, you can end up sometimes being more toxic than a person who might be a little bit more overweight than you, because you sort of have thought you can get away with it. Sometimes people who are overweight and who have not been able to lose weight using other methods find that My Freedom Detox is the thing that breaks a plateau for them, but I don't necessarily think that weight is the only indicator of toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
So sure. I had to say my piece on that.
Yeah, right. I hear you. So this leads me to some questions I have. You talked about food combining.
Yes.
And it also pops into my head, you know, what would I have to give up to begin to detox?
Well, you don't. I don't really look at it as giving up food. I look at it as adding in more good food. And there are certain foods that, of course, are going to contribute to inflammation, which will contribute to your knee pain, like sugar, for example. But in terms of what you get to eat on a detox, with my Freedom Detox, you still get to eat things like chocolate. You can have some wine in moderation. You're going to be eating a lot of delicious food. And in terms of giving up things, it's probably things you've already given up, things like sugar, things like trans fats, things that basically contribute to inflammation. But the way I've designed my Freedom Detox program is that you can still go out to eat with your friends and stay on your detox plan. And I teach you all sorts of tips and tricks on how to order at the restaurant so that you don't feel like you're getting left out. And I know that it's very important not to take pleasure out of the equation when you're making dietary changes. So in terms of if you think you're going to have to give up all these foods and be subsisting only on green juice, that's not going to happen. I've designed my Freedom Detox method is designed to be a pleasurable experience. So mm-hmm. I don't think you're really going to feel like you're giving up a lot of things. I think you're going to feel more like you're adding in more delicious foods and increasing the quality of the food that you're eating. So,
Well, certainly if you go cold turkey, so to speak, and you start just drinking green juices all
right.
the time, it's not that sustainable.
No,
so it's
not.
That's cool for maybe a few days, but
right.
in terms of being able to incorporate that into your life and have it be a lifelong thing where you're really improving the quality of your life, I don't know if that is the way to
exactly.
go. So your philosophy sounds more like it's merging and giving options with what you're already doing and making healthier choices in the process so you aren't taxing your body so much so it's filling
exactly.
up with more toxic sludge.
Exactly. You know, I, as a person who did all those cleanses when I was first starting out in my journey, I can tell you that, of course, they're effective, but you're right. It's not sustainable. It's not, you can't live your life drinking only green juice for the rest of your life. And for some people, you know, this can be a little bit too much for them. It can release a lot of toxins very quickly. So you're right. I think that the way to incorporate it, which is the way that I've designed and it's how I coach my clients with my Freedom Detox method, which is you have to go gradually into it. You gradually go into it, and also it becomes a way of just how you eat in your life. It's not a diet. It's just a way of being mindful of your proper food combinations, knowing what substances have toxins in them, knowing what foods to watch out for that are highly toxic, and just not putting those things into your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you will detoxify just as well as if you did some juice cleanse.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I know you were saying, you know, if you detoxify fast,
mm-hmm.
and I know there's people that I've known that have gone through various different detoxes, and they got very sick. So
yeah.
I'm curious as to, is your approach, is it, you know, your experience of people not feeling so good or
yeah.
feeling
I hear you.
Bad?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons that I created my Freedom Detox method is that I went through some of those sick feelings when I was starting out with my research into detox many years ago. And what happens, when that happens, it's basically a sign that your body is detoxifying way too quickly. And it basically what's happening is all of these toxins are being released into the bloodstream really quickly, and then they're just being dumped in these large quantities, and that is what creates the terrible detox symptoms. So some people, you know, get cold and flu symptoms, they get headaches, they get so exhausted, they have to lie down. I don't think that detox should have to feel this way because you can control how fast the toxins get released into your bloodstream by going into it gradually. So if you had a friend who got sick, then that means that they were jumping ahead too fast too many toxins at once got released into their bloodstream, and the body couldn't handle it, so the body got sick. And what ends up happening, too, with a lot of these, for example, these juice cleanses, they're really great. I'm not knocking juice cleanses. They're great, but for a person who has a great deal of toxicity to get rid of, they can trigger really fast toxin release into the bloodstream. And what happens when the body gets that amount of overload in the bloodstream with toxins, it goes into panic mode, and instead of releasing the toxins, it sucks them back in. It tries to store them in as many places as possible again so that the body won't get sick. So it's very, very important to move slowly into your detoxification process, and like you said, so that you don't get sick. And I don't believe that detox should be that you feel sick. I feel very strongly about that. And many of my clients will tell you that they had little to none in terms of toxic symptoms.
Nice.
Yeah.
So clients that you work with, when they begin to experience results, what will they begin to see in their body?
It's a large range. The first thing they tell me is my digestion is so great. You know, if they're very constipated, oh, my gosh, I'm going to the bathroom again. Or they have a lot of gas, you know, the gas is gone. The skin starts to look amazing. If you have acne or breakouts or skin rashes or any sort of issue with your skin, you know, the skin is one of our largest eliminatory organs. So we push toxins out through our skin. So if you're having skin problems, that's a sign right there that you're having a toxic elimination problem. So the skin issues start to clear up. Mucus, allergies, sinus infections, frequent colds, those things start to clear up. Aches and pains, inflammation starts to go away. These are just a small smattering of things that start to happen. I had one client who had terrible migraines, and about 3 months into practicing this Freedom Detox method, didn't have any migraines. And then she slipped up, and I think 1 week went on vacation and ate all of these foods and like gave up her way of eating, and migraines came back. So it's proof that this stuff really, it's incredible. It's incredible how it heals the body.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. I've had my own experience with foods that we don't think, or personally I didn't think that the food would affect me like it did, and I was away from it for a while, and I think, well, I'm feeling pretty good. I'll just have a little bit of ice cream maybe, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm feeling pretty horrible. It's like I had no idea how much that a food like that was affecting my body.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the white noise is on, and it isn't until we wake up and turn off the television in the middle of the night that we realize that was the sound that had been bothering us for a long period of time.
Exactly. It's, you know, detoxification is really, and the reason I named my detox program the Freedom Detox is it really is freeing, because you're right. You all of a sudden realize, I didn't know that white noise was there until I turned it off. And it's very freeing, because you don't feel held down to certain diseases that you thought you were always going to have. Or you don't feel held down to, in the case of knee pain, feeling doomed to always having knee pain. You know, you feel like you're more in control of your life and how your body feels. And also emotionally and mentally, it's very freeing to not feel like food is controlling you and controlling your body's functions.
Sure, sure. So, Lisa, okay, the big question is, you've been sharing about this Freedom Detox the entire call, and I'm interested to hear a little bit more information of what you have going on. And for the information, for this information, anyone listening to the call that it resonates with, where they can go to find out more information.
Absolutely. So I've created this program. It's a 21-day freedom detox, basically. It's what I do with my private clients, and I've put it into a 21-day program that you can follow at home. You can go to thefreedomdetox.com to get more information. And I'll give you a little recap of basically what would be included in the program, where the detox starts on May 9th. When you participate in the Freedom Detox program, you're going to get 3 weekly 1-hour group coaching calls. So every week of the detox, we're going to get on the phone. We're going to talk about what's going on. I'll answer questions. We'll learn about food combining. We're going to learn about this way of eating and this way of living. You also get a 1-hour private freedom consultation with me at the end of your detox so that we can recap, see what worked for you, see what didn't, and so you can leave with an action plan to continue this in your own life after the program is over. You get the Freedom Detox Manual, which is going to have a day-by-day guide to your cleanse. It's going to have instructions to help you choose your own level of detox. It's going to have a grocery list of foods to buy, journaling exercises, self-inquiry questions, because you know we're also doing an emotional and emotional, spiritual, mental detox as well. You're going to get a recipes booklet. I'm also including 4 guided meditation recordings that I created specifically for this Freedom Detox program, because they're designed to help you detoxify emotionally and mentally. And you also get a private group forum so that you can connect with the fellow Freedom Detoxers that are doing the program with you and share your brags, talk about your goals, and get support as we're moving through each stage of the cleanse. And I've also decided to throw in 3 bonuses because I'm very passionate about this program, and I'm just so excited to share it in the form of a 21-day plan. So I'm also going to include a bonus intro call on May 4th, the week before we start our cleanse, so that you feel you have everything you need and all your questions answered before you start. And I'm also including my natural beauty guide, which has holistic skincare recipes for detoxing the entire body. And also a class recording of one of my most popular classes called Cravings Buster, which is going to help you get through your cravings if you're having any during the detoxification process. It's one of my most popular classes because it's a really in-depth look at how cravings start and how we can basically bust through them. So this is the essence of my Freedom Detox plan. It is a 21-day mind, body, spirit detoxification process.
It sounds great.
Yeah, very excited for it.
Wonderful, and it looks like it's been well planned out, so no matter what the person is dealing with as far as the detoxifying or the eating challenges or whatever whatever they would be addressing, that by detoxifying their body, not only is their knee pain going to improve, so many other aspects of their life will improve as well.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's why I called it the Freedom Detox, because it's designed to free you, body, mind, and spirit.
Nice. Well, Lisa, is there anything else looking back at the call today that you may have wanted to cover that I didn't bring up that pops into your head?
No. I mean, I think that we've pretty much covered it all. Yeah.
Well,
are there
fantastic.
Any questions? Or?
I'm good. I asked all the ones I could think of.
Great.
And anyone that would pop into someone's mind who is dealing with a chronic knee pain type of scenario, I believe that food plays such a huge role in the body's experience of pain and knee pain. And to be able to get a handle on that is something that is a huge component that can lead a person down that path to getting control of not only their knee pain, of their life as well.
Absolutely.
So, well, okay, that website again is thefreedomdetox.com.
Yep.
And you can go to that website, and Lisa will have all of the information more information about that program. If there's any questions, you can go to thefreedomdetox.com and get all of that information. And definitely, I believe Lisa has a very good product here and can definitely help you if you're needing nutritional support to help your knees.
Yeah.
So, well, Lisa, thank you so much for the call today.
Thank you, Bill. It was a pleasure to be able to share this really important information. I appreciate
cool.
you having me.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.